This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. After a tragedy, people can suffer from trauma for a long time. And according to our next guest, that trauma can also be handed down from generation to generation, genetically. Author Elizabeth Rosner's parents survived the German concentration camps. She says growing up, she felt traumatized, even though she personally didn't experience the camps. And when she talked to other children of survivors, not just of the Holocaust, but the Cambodian killing fields, the Armenian genocide, she realized she wasn't alone. She began to study the science of how trauma can be inherited. Rosner joined me in studio to talk about her new book, Survivor Cafe, The Legacy of Trauma and the Labyrinth of Memory. I asked her first about an experiment she mentions in the book.
This group of scientists at Emory University in Atlanta took a group of mice, and these were pre-adolescent mice, so they weren't already pregnant or they weren't already carrying, you know, in utero, their offspring. And they exposed these mice to a combination of the smell of cherry blossom, which is some chemical compound. Can you tell I'm not a scientist myself? The scent of cherry blossom accompanied by an electrical shock. And eventually, without the electrical shock present, when the mice smelled cherry blossom, they would tremble. And appear to panic.
Because they thought...
They associated now this...
They thought that the electric shock was coming.
Exactly. So they had this strong sense of association between that smell and that pain.
Okay.
But when they took the pain away, the mice were still frightened. 2, 3, 4 generations of mice later, the baby mice tremble at the smell of cherry blossom without ever having been recipients of this shock. And the researchers thought there is no other explanation for this but that something was transmitted to them
genetically.
Somehow the genes of traumatized individuals, in this case mice, but now they're starting to be able to measure it in humans also. Something is being either turned on or turned off, and that expression of the gene is being transmitted to subsequent generations. And so after they were doing this research with mice, there were psychiatrists and psychologists who were studying populations of Holocaust survivors and their descendants, and they started noticing it's happening here with humans. And so my generation, we're like feeling validated now by science.
It makes
sense
now.
We weren't just telling this story because we were hypersensitive and imagining things, or because we had witnessed our parents being frightened and that frightened us. It was like, no, we were born with these fears as if we had experienced the trauma ourselves.
That's some fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess that takes me to a question about when people start talking about move on. That was 400 years ago. Why are you still dwelling on that? How are you going to move forward if you keep holding on to these memories? What does that do? Is there an advantage to holding on to these traumatic memories and experiences?
Well, what's intriguing to me about the scientific research is that part of what it's telling us is that we don't have a choice about whether we're holding on or not. Initially, we have no choice. We are born into something. It's something we are given. The choice comes in how you hold it. And I really don't know that. I mean, I think when you start looking at trauma from an act of violence that's very individual, it doesn't even have to be that you're part of a collective genocidal atrocity. You can just have had an individual experience of violence in your family or in your own life. You know, if you tell somebody who experienced a rape, who was the victim of a rape, you know, that, well, 3 years have gone by, it's time for you to let it go. I mean, who am I to even dare to say to somebody, this is how much time you're allowed
to grieve,
to experience the aftermath of this. But an individual gets to choose how they hold what happens to them. And that's incredibly complex. I mean, there are therapies galore, especially now, that are both physical-based and narrative-based and soul-level-based and meditation and ritual and...
That weren't there for you.
That definitely weren't there in my childhood. I mean, when did the word trauma start to become so casually spoken? That has certainly been in my adult lifetime. I don't remember it from childhood. But I think the voices that say, let it go, I don't know. I kind of want to say, why is it so important to you that I let it go? What does that mean? My hope is that this book helps people kind of really get curious about what does it mean to live through historical nightmare? What does it mean to live after the nightmare? What does it mean to have been born in a time when it seemed like everything was okay, but you know your parents went through something hard, or your grandparents? Almost all of us have a story in our family somewhere. Maybe it's many generations back of atrocity or suffering or violence or being in a war-torn place where they had to flee for their lives or being a descendant of someone who was brought here against their will on a slave ship or being a descendant of someone who snuck across a border illegally in order to protect the lives of their children. What does that mean to all of us as a culture? And what does it mean to us individually in terms of how we see our neighbors, how we see strangers, how we watch the news? I want the book to be part of a really big conversation about waking up to what connects us and not what divides us.